What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm kind of should apologize, but I'm a sucker for pageantry, so I watched part of that royal funeral today, and it was wonderful as far as pageantry, and it was pretty beautiful. I mean, in that big church and the choir and really mm-hmm. and all the uniforms and stuff and the pomp. But one thing that really stood out was, first of all, like the white civilization, white Christian civilization, and how much art and beauty and good has come from it. You know, I mean, it really is. The royal family really is a bastion of, and all the England, really. I know they're being flooded with Pakistanis and everybody else, but all in all, when you look at the people that attended that funeral, it was basically, you know, just all white people, which I'm not saying that black should
Well, you know,
there
was a guest list, and I understand Biden was sitting something like 14, 17 rows back. I mean, talk about a snub.
Yeah, I watched, and they didn't even show him on British TV because it was fed from some kind of British channel, and the station I was watching it on, they didn't even show Biden. But anyway, what I wanted to mention, though, was the two disgraces of the royal family, Harry and Andrew. And it was noticeable in that they both weren't wearing uniforms.
Yes.
And I just thought about the fact that, you know, one of them, Prince Harry, he marries a woke negress, and he's disgraced. And the other one, Prince Andrew, he pals around with the Jew, Epstein, and he's disgraced.
I think you have it backwards. I think it was Harry that was caught down at Epstein's Island with an underage girl.
No, it was Harry with Meghan, his wife. Like I said, the woke negress.
Okay.
Andrew is the one with the Jew, Epstein. And it's just
okay.
Can we avoid
terms like the Jew and Negress? Just say okay. Harry was there with his wife. Good. That's as it should be, and so forth and so on. But I do think you have them backwards.
No, I don't. But you can, you know, somebody else can call and verify. But I'll apologize if that's a little. But I when I call somebody who's bad terms, it doesn't apply to everybody, all blacks or all Jews. But
well,
I
wish you would clarify because we try and avoid painting with a broad brush on this show.
Well, once again, I'll just stick to the fact that they are both disgraced from running with the wrong crowd. Are just picking, having bad choices in the people that they run with. And I'm glad to see the royal family has enough standards to show their disgrace, to not let them come walking in, strutting in like they, you know, in their uniforms. And it seems to me, I think King Charles now is going to actually kind of keep them away from any official duties, which I think is great. It's nice to see.
Okay, I apologize. You were right. It was Prince Andrew who was hanging out with Epstein. You're right. I'm wrong. I just did a check on that.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, I put in for Social Security today because, it's funny because part of the reason I'm putting in is because I can't work because of the vax mandates in the Merchant Marine.
Yeah.
And now I see Biden yesterday is declaring the COVID thing's over.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
no more masks, no more vaccines, and no more universal mail-in voting.
Well, no, but he just says that it's over, but that doesn't mean that all these rules are still not going to be in effect. I mean, because let's face it, the mandates, it's more about mandates are about control, and they're about weeding out people.
Yeah, but you're going to see a whole bunch of lawsuits start up now saying, well, the president said the pandemic is over, and we're going to sue for our freedoms again, and we're going to seek restitution for being fired and let go and the rest of it.
Well, we'll see how that works out. I hope so. I mean, because they're paying pretty good on ships, but I'll just get my Social Security anyway and work and then just pay back any kind of thing. But, you know, one other thing is I hear a lot of times when you talk about COVID and the vaccine, you just say it's like one of your quotes was all about the Benjamins.
Yes.
I think it's about a lot more than money. I think it's a part of a global depopulation agenda, and that's really not about money. That's really about the cult religion of human depopulation. I think a lot of the motivation...
I think the majority of human history is adequately explained by greed and stupidity.
Well, I think greed is a part of it, but I think, you know, I think a lot is also motivated by false religions and false belief systems, and I think that the global warming is and global depopulation and climate change is a form of religion. And that's why it's so dangerous, and that's why you see it's really a religion of the elite, a religion of powerful and the moneyed people, and they're it's very dangerous in that regard. I wish it, to tell you the truth, I wish it was more just about money, but when you tie in money and religion, which is what I think this whole global climate change depopulation agenda is, a religion, and when
yes.
you combine that with state power and money power. It's a very difficult thing to fight, and that's where we are.
We're going to go on fighting. What can I tell you?
And one quick thing is I'm starting to think that, I'm a big Trump supporter, but I really do wish that there was somebody meaner and bad, and bigger badass than Trump to run for president, because we need somebody that, you know, the thing that worries me about Trump is when he gets in there, he's just going to forgive the crimes of all these rich friends of his, you know? Whereas we need somebody that's more a class warrior for the populism. I like Trump. I like what he did. He called attention to everything better than anybody that's ever been president. But I don't think he's going to be capable of doing what needs to be done, which is to go after these elitist bastards who have done this to this country. And I think he won't do that. So in that regard, I'm hoping. The problem is I don't see anybody better yet.
Yeah.
But I wish there was somebody that would take this class populist, because let's face it, the rich elite class has declared war on the middle class.
Yes.
And I don't know if having a champion like Trump with too many friends in that same elite class is going to be capable of, you know, providing for us what we need as far as, punishing these people that have done this to this country and to the people of this country. That's just my thoughts on it. I mean, I when it comes to Trump versus any Democrat, I'm for Trump, and any Republican I see as of yet, I'm still for Trump. I just wish that we could get somebody that's a little bit better.
Trump is the best we've got right now. I know Ron DeSantis is coming on strong. A lot of people like him. I like him. And, Ron DeSantis doesn't seem as afraid of upsetting the status quo as Donald Trump appeared to be during his first term. But, of course, if Trump gets a second term and he won't be able to run for a third, and that means he won't owe anybody anything, he doesn't owe any favors, he's going to have a lot more freedom to do what he thinks he needs to do. Plus, you know, he's going to be angry. He's going to be very angry over what was done to him in 2020, and that anger, you know, is something that might benefit the American people.
Well, I hope so. One quick note about that sailor on the Iowa. I think
yeah.
his name was Clayton Harwig, and he wasn't gay. The Navy accused him of being gay because that was the story that they gave out about the thing. I actually met the guy in Thailand who they said he was in love with, and he was selling GPS systems in Thailand. That was like 20 years ago. And he clued me in on the whole kind of story and how rotten it was and what a good guy he was, the guy that got blamed
for
everything.
Well, you know, the Navy does play like that. I mean, look what they did to Admiral Kimmel. You know, hid all the intelligence about the approaching Japanese fleet, and then they excoriated him for allowing the surprise attack.
Yeah, that's it was shameful. It really was.
I had his daughter on my show when I was back in Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll let you go. I'm sure you got other callers.
I do. In fact, at the moment, the lines are full. So thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, for one, Trump. I wouldn't want him necessarily being so angry or personal, because revenge isn't one just oriented, so he doesn't have to be justice oriented because he's president, he's a leader, He's not a justice. You know what I mean? He's not looking to become a Supreme Court justice leader. But if they're at all trying to build back law, it's not going to be really good for eventual or for people behind him wanting revenge or any type of revenge. It wouldn't be a good look for justice either. So, like, put that out there. And then the election.
Well, you know, there's not a lot of justice left in this country. I mean, look at, you know, how they raided Trump's home, but everybody is hands off Hunter Biden and the laptop. You know, our justice system is weaponized. And if you look at it that way, then, you know, if there is no justice, then you have to go another direction. It's like John F. Kennedy said, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable.
Yeah, but justice comes after war and peace. So it goes war, peace, and justice. So first you have war, and then before the war is over, you create peace or a peaceful treaty, supposedly to end the war officially. And then after that, you go through and you have your Nuremberg-type trials and all that, and you have your justice, supposedly. So right now, we should be, I guess, entering what? Just war? Or
well, I hope not. You know, I hope not. I still think that if there's a major economic crash, which seems entirely possible right now, it could take down the federal government with it. And we could have a peaceful transition to a new nation without a huge amount of bloodshed like they had, you know, when the Soviet Union came down.
You think that's what Trump really meant when he said there'll be a peaceful transition of power?
Well, I mean, there will be violence, but not as much as if we have a civil war.
Well, I mean, no matter what, when there's going to be a change in society, there's going to be, no offense to people, but eggs cracked, you know, to make omelets and everything. So the point is...
No, I understand that. I'm just looking for an optimum path, you know, to keep those things at a minimum. Anyway, Joshua, thank you very much for the phone call here, and we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Well, first of all, I'm going to talk about Andrew. You know, Queen Elizabeth, he had an apartment in the Buckingham Palace, and she tossed him out. Real tough love with the Queen.
Yep.
And the other thing is, Charles, for instance, I think she could have retired 40 years ago. But you know what? I don't think she trusted Charles. She knows him better than anything. He's her son. She didn't trust him. Now, there's a book to read. Joan Vian wrote Charles the Sustainable Prince, 1997.
Yeah. He's already come on out saying that he supports the Great Reset. And, he's not going to be a wise ruler. And you're right. No. Queen Elizabeth II may have just hung on for as long as she could to keep him from the throne. Obviously, with the age difference, that was never going to be possible.
Maybe thinking she'd outlive him. And then she could have William.
It can happen. I mean, I outlived my youngest brother. I outlived, you know, my mother. And, it's entirely possible.
I really do think that's happened. Also, what I called in about, we're winning. Look at what's happened to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yes.
We're not holding signs and screaming and stuff. We just quietly don't shop at these places.
Yeah, we just take our money someplace else. Yeah, I will never go into a Bed Bath & Beyond ever again.
They canceled Mike Lindell. Also, Walmart, they pulled one. This is happening around 4th of July. Walmart had canceled Lindell, and somebody said, well, I bought my pillow at Walmart, and they had all the tags on it that said it was a my pillow. And it turned out it was made in China.
You know, a counterfeit. I'm not surprised.
You have to be very careful.
Yes, you do.
Look at things over. I suggest, you know, people take their money out of the banks and go to their local credit union in their county. That's the best way. The banks, you know, nickel and dime you with service charges. And the credit unions are much better.
Yeah, the credit unions are much better, but frankly, our advice to our listeners for years now has been you should have no more in the bank than you need to cover your immediate obligations. Keep the rest under your own control, because when the refuse hits the ventilation system economically, the laws are already in place to allow the banks and the government to just, you know, plunder and loot at will, open your safety deposit boxes, all kinds of stuff like that.
Also, a couple months ago, I don't know if she's on the air here, Melissa from Massachusetts, she had asked if there's a company that helps with your credit score, helps up boost your credit scores. And I heard a commercial on the Blaze or Scoremasters.com.
Okay.
That might be a good person to get for our channel, RBN.
I'll look into it. You know, I'm starting to pay more attention to my advertisers. I've been just up to my neck with coding issues on the new website, but I seem to be past the worst of that.
I think that might be a good one for RBN.
All right.
I just wanted her to know about that because she was looking for it. Okay, thank you. I'm all set here.
Okay, and we have open lines now, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Got some
good callers in there today.
Yes.
Yes. I'm calling a couple of things I wanted to point out. One is over there in Ukraine the other day that Zelensky was claiming that the Russians had committed war crimes and, you know, a mass killed all these civilians in this one area, and they even had their head of the state go and take pictures of these graves and stuff, these mass graves, including children. And they were, Zelensky was claiming, this was in Bucha, was claiming that the Russians had mass murdered all these innocent people.
Yeah.
The only problem is, yeah, I guess you heard about that story, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I have. Problem, go ahead.
The only problem is that the dates on the graves show March the 9th, and Russia didn't even get into that city until, to take it over until April the 1st.
And when was the last time you saw a mass grave that had crosses and signs?
Exactly. Yeah, this is it. I don't know what's going on, but if there were any mass graves, Russia could dig them up now and look to see if these children are really killed in there, and they could, because they got proof now that if it was done, it had to have been done by the Ukrainians. Also, I wanted to say that last caller was talking about boycotting places. I would recommend people boycott Taco Bell, because they are 100% in this LGBTQ, whatever the alphabet soup is, phenomena. They even support them on their website. If you go to the Taco Bell website and you look at it, and they say they invite LGBT people to come there and give their parades and talk to other customers and, you know, about their sexual preferences and stuff like that. So I personally think that's kind of, you know, I'm not for LGBT.
Yeah,
and
that's
anybody
not what
else,
I go to a restaurant for, you know? And
yeah, I want to go there. No, go ahead, please. I interrupted.
No, that was basically it. You know, when I go to a restaurant, I want food. I don't want indoctrination. I want to be left alone. The only exception to that was this restaurant in Pasadena many years ago. I used to go to lunch with my coworkers, and they had belly dancers, but I had no objection to them.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have any objection there either. Okay,
yeah.
That's really all I wanted to say. I just wanted to let – oh, that Russia, by the way, is going back into the Kharkov area, which was – they got a lot of bad press for pulling out of there, but they're going back in there now, from what
I'm not surprised. I didn't think, you know, this was not the turning point of the war. Anyway, Charlie, I got to take a break here for commercials. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We got a caller waiting, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Scottish John in Austin. Hello, Scott. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. You had one of your callers asking why Andrew and Harry weren't wearing their military uniforms at the funeral today. Well, they were ordered not to. Andrew, he tried to dress up as an admiral for his father's funeral, but the Queen slapped his behind and said no. I don't know if that was a permanent order. Only time will tell. I'm not sure why Harry was told not to wear his military uniform. But there's one thing I always have to say when this subject comes up. You know, there's not a drop of royal blood in that young man. His father was a boyfriend of Princess Diana's years ago. His name is James Hewitt. And if you Google the two of them, you'll get a photograph, and they're spitting image of each other now that he's grown up. So,
yeah.
I don't know what all that's about. I had trouble sleeping last night, and I ended up getting up and watching some of this morning. I watched it for a couple of hours, and it just made me sick. I'm sitting there looking at the new King of England, whose best friend was probably the most notorious necrophiliac pedophile that ever lived. And knowing damn well that everyone sitting in that building there knew that. And all the pundits on television know that. And it's just, and all the members of the public who've been crying their eyes out. They all know it. What the hell is wrong with people? They're bloody stupid. Jimmy Savile was brought into Buckingham Palace, actually. It was the Queen that brought him in to be a mediator between Charles and Diana when their marriage was failing. So, the royal family, they're about as royal as a pile of dog turd, I'm sorry.
Okay. Anything else?
No, unless you want anything specific.
No, that's going to be fine here. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good day to you, Mike. I'll make it real brief today, but listen, what's on my mind is what they're talking about here in the Miami Herald. Now, you know what happened here, Mike, in 1980, 81, of course, with the Mariel Boatlift. You remember that, Mike?
Yeah.
That situation? Well, you know, Fidel Castro dumped his prisons, and we ended up getting like almost 68,000 major criminals here in South Florida. And there was murders everywhere. Well, you know what Venezuela is doing right now at the border, Mike? They're shipping all these, they're opening up their prisons in Venezuela and shipping them right over here.
Yeah, we did report on that.
So, we got a problem with that, Mike, because now they're, and these Venezuelans actually would like to get that back down to South Florida. And Mike, you know, if you think about what I'm going to tell you, and everybody in the RBN audience, they're going to flip out, I think. A lot of people are going to get upset. When you have the federal government, white federal government, the majority of this country, white Anglo males, giving out small business loans to a population that shouldn't even be here, they should have fought for their own country, and they give them 1% business loans, Mike, like I told you, how would you feel if you got $500,000 at 1%, Mike?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it would have changed your life. It would have changed everybody in RBN's lives if they could get a 1% or 2% business loan. And, Mike, for the life of me, you know, I look at this guy, Don Lemon, and I look at this guy, that homosexual, and all these homosexuals with CNN, and I'm saying myself, Michael Rivero should be getting at least $5 million a year if you had a TV show, Mike, like Rush Limbaugh.
I would love to do that. You know, the problem with that is that anybody who hired me for $5 million a year is going to presume to tell me what I tell you, and that's kind of a deal breaker for me.
I understand that, Mike, but what the filth of all this media is a guy like you don't even have a platform on TV, even like a public PBS type of station, where you can actually call in like we do at RBN to actually tell the real truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth will help you guide. We have a bunch of lying, conniving, filthy dog agents running our government, and they're the minority.
Yeah.
And I just don't get it. I mean, you got Blumenthal getting elected in wherever he's from, Vermont. Bernie from Vermont. You got Blumenthal from Connecticut. These people get elected. You got that Dickie Durbin. You got, listen, like Dickie Durbin in Illinois is calling out DeSantis as a racist for him shipping over and Abbott for shipping these illegals all over the Martha's Vineyard in Chicago. And Mike,
yeah,
60 shot in Chicago over the weekend. You saw that?
Yes.
12 dead. 12 dead, Mike. So you got, let's figure this out. You got 48 wounded, okay? Well, say 40. I don't, whatever. There are 60 shot. Say 40 of them. Say 30 of them, Mike, are catastrophic wounds. But again, okay, they're going to live. They're going to survive. They got trauma of being shot. And on top of that, the medical bills are in the billions of dollars in Chicago. It has to be, Mike. So I think it's up to 506 shot dead in Chicago already.
Yeah.
506. I'm mistaken. I think that's what I saw in the news today, 506 dead. So, Mike, again, that's Chirac. Chicago is Chirac.
Yeah.
What is, you could call it Chicongo, whatever you want to call it. It's worse than Afghanistan and Afghanistan and all these other places put together. You have more soldiers.
In San Francisco, half of everybody, you know, half the population has been the victim of a crime this last year. Anyway, Tom, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We have open lines 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are living.
Welcome back to the show here, and let's go back to the phone lines here. Mark in North Carolina, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. There's a lot on my mind today, boy. What I just heard. I don't know if you know what the show Redacted is. It's a online show. Got Clayton Mars and his wife Natalie Mars.
Yeah.
On Fox News some years ago. And on the weekends, and it's a very good show. It's both, you can get on Rumble and on YouTube. Anyway, he was talking about Lara Logan, you know, news reporter.
Yep.
And got some kind of an, I'm not sure where she's from. She's got some kind of an accent, but she's right now, but she's definitely a loyal American at this point. And she was saying that she's got a contact in the UN who told her that the plan is to bring 100 million so-called immigrants into this country. You just flood it. And
they're about a third of the way there.
Yeah. So, I mean, if this is being done purposely, and it's being done to basically take the sovereignty away from the United States and even from Canada and Mexico and divide North America into sections. This goes right along with our friend there in Germany, You would eat the bucks. You would own the nothing, you know,
Klaus
Schwab
and
the WEF. And we better wake up. This is not our government, Mike. This is a, not only are they imposters, they're enemies of this country. They're domestic enemies of this country. We better wake up. And we better understand, too, that that we should be the best of friends with Russia today, not enemies with that great country, not enemies with Vladimir Putin, who's trying to fight against this stuff. Even the Chinese, they don't, you know, if nothing else, they're nationalists. They don't want to, they don't want to be subjected to some dirtbag there out of Germany or Belgium, wherever he's from, you know.
Yeah.
They don't want to be subject to that. We better understand that. And we better also understand, you know, everybody says, well, this is socialism, this is communism. You know, Mike, in a final analysis, the way things are going, socialism might actually save this country. You know why? Because they would come in there and they would take the stolen land from farmland from scum like Bill Gates and these dirtbag corporations like BlackRock and take their property and confiscate their wealth. Okay? That needs to be done. Because these monsters are trying to destroy not only the United States, they want to destroy us. They want to destroy the human race. People don't understand this. Okay? They want us, most of us dead and the rest of us enslaved. And they then, with transhumanism, they think they're going to transfer themselves into robots. These are madmen, Mike. People got to understand this. Alex Jones, he's not perfect, but Alex Jones has been talking about this for years. Even they were saying that or redacted. They admit it. More and more people are coming out and saying this now. Alex Jones has been saying this for years. We've got to wake up, Mike, or it's going to be too late. We've got to understand this election is so important to get the right type of people in there, and we can stop them.
I agree.
And then 2024. If somebody good, somebody a real patriot, I don't care. If it's going to be Trump, it's going to be Trump, but he better do the job this time. But I prefer right now, I think I prefer DeSantis or maybe a guy like General Flynn. But whoever it is, they better put this country first, America first.
I agree.
People say, well, we need to lead. No, we don't need to lead anything. We need to take care of this country right here. Right now, stop worrying about, you know, all kinds of foreign involvement. I see that witch, that parasitic witch, Armenia. What is she doing in Armenia? Just when they're having problems there with Azerbaijan, she's stirring up trouble. That's all she's doing.
Yeah, that's what even Armenia said. Azerbaijan has said, you know, that she is destabilizing the situation.
Yeah,
because what the U.S. wants is a second front against Russia.
Of course, exactly. That's exactly what they want. Plus, they want to try to establish some kind of a base over there. And it's not really what the U.S. wants. It's with these globalist scum, these traitors, these imposters. That's what they want. It's not what the average American wants. Average American just wants to be left alone. We want to be able to take care of our families. We want to, you know, have some kind of, you know, make some kind of a decent living, you know, and live decently. Not do everything because of what the billionaires want. It's these billionaires, like these what I call predatory capitalists. They're so much of the problem because they're the ones that want. They think they're so superior to everybody else that they want to dominate us all. That's what it comes down to, Mike. We better understand. We better wake up. Wake up, folks. All right? Stop hating on each other, too. It's not a matter of black, white, brown, yellow, red. It's a matter of, are you a patriot? Are you a real American? Are you against this globalism, or are you not? That's what it simply comes down to. Or are you on the side of the globalists? We got to understand. It's time to choose sides. Understand. Are you on the side of decency, or are you on the side of some of the worst evil possible? Okay? That's all I got to say, Mike. all people wake up, okay?
Well, they are waking up, maybe not fast enough, but they are waking up. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call. You know, the last caller said we should be making friends with Russia and whatnot. We should be making friends with every country. That's what would bring peace. I agree.
Yeah,
the thing, we have a tyrannical government, and they have, our government has mainly been the number one reason why there's so many other tyrannical governments, because we've been oppressing them. We were selling goods and stuff, and we got them, it's sort of like a drug. We got them hooked on our products and this and that, and then all of a sudden we got a chance to sanction them. Oh,
yep.
Got them underneath the dollar. It's the world's currency. Blah, blah, blah. That's not what I called for.
Well, that's coming to an end because you have all these other organizations like the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, BRICS, organization of, there are a whole bunch of them that are setting up a global economic system that is not dependent on the United States.
Well, let's just hope for a soft landing here,
I'd like to see a soft landing. I like soft landings, but we're going to see what happens.
Absolutely. So what I called about, Mike, was September 24th. There's some chatter going around the internet. There's a video out from a German part of the parliament. I'm not sure who that is, but he's a head-up guy or whatever. He came out and he said that on September 24th, 2022, that we will, like we remembered where we were when 9/11 happened, on the 24th, we will remember where we were when this happens. And that's him coming out, and then there's a whole bunch of other chatter, and people can look this up. I just want to put that out there. And then if you go 2 days later, the 24th is Saturday, you go 2 days later is Monday, and talk about a Black Monday, because Shemitah ends, that seven-year thing that the Jewish holiday is of some sort. It's called Shemitah,
yeah.
And I don't know much about it. And on those days, you take a graph and you look back on the things that happened on the days when Shemitah ended, most of the time it was some sort of stock market plunge or such, of some such. Anyway, I just want to put that out there to the people because who knows? I mean, they're always trying to scare us. They're always trying to tell us doom and gloom is coming. If you don't do this, you got to do this.
I'm not paying too much to that. Just yet. I don't want to speculate on it.
Me neither. Like I said, it's a public service message.
At the end of the month. That's about the only thing I know for certain is going to happen.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not putting out there as though as if I know something's going to happen. Everybody needs to be on their toes, and that's part of preparation is be on your toes, because right now we never know what's going to happen. Perhaps, like Klaus Schwab said, that one of the next things that could possibly happen, and it's a very real threat, is that we could lose the entire electrical system. Oh, dark winter.
Yeah.
And we heard that story. So I'm just, things like this, I don't know. So. Yeah, just be aware of this, and obviously don't sweat it, but if something does happen on the 24th or again on the 26th, you'll just be aware that you had an idea of it and think about it. Anyway, that's all I got for you, Mike.
All right. Well, thanks, Andy, for the phone call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Welcome back, Layla. What's on your mind today?
Just thinking about the next federal election, the presidential choice that the Americans are going to make. We hope the Americans will make it and not the elite, the foreign elite. I was just thinking about Donald Trump and his failure or his omission in not pardoning the January 6th people who were following
his urging.
Yeah. You know what I read on RT yesterday?
Here's the problem. The president cannot pardon them before they've had their day in court. And that may be the reason why. Oh, hang on a second. I got something okay. Hang on. I got to replace this whole setup. Anyway, that may be the reason why none of the January 6th people got their day in court while Trump was still in office, because let me ask you this then.
The Blackwater guards, the mercenaries that were in Baghdad, you remember the massacre in the Sur Square in 2007?
I remember that. Yep.
Those guys were never charged. They never had their day in court. But Trump, at the end of his term, at the end of 2020, then-President Donald Trump, whose close personal relationship with Blackwater founder Eric Prince was well known, he pardoned all four guards that were accused of massacring. In fact, one of them was still shooting so badly that one of his colleagues pointed a gun at him to stop. So he pardoned them.
Mechanism of pardons, because I think you had to be convicted of a crime for the pardon. But you know, obviously, if that were the case, Trump should have pardoned the January 6th people, because they were his people, they were his supporters. And I don't agree with the pardoning of the Blackwater guards, who committed that massacre,
murdering civilians.
Yeah,
I mean, that was a scene. It was disgusting. They were mercenaries, but they're wearing American uniforms. They were there to protect American diplomats, the VIPs. I mean, these were civilians in the Sur Square. That was horrible. And those guys never faced any charges. They never had a day in court, a day in jail, nothing. Yet these were guys that Trump urged, go there, and then Trump took off and sat comfortably in Mar-a-Lago. I have to say, Trump is not a kid. He's not a child. He's not naive. He was working in the most brutal real estate market in the world, if not the country, and if not just the country, but in the world. And yet he supposedly got rich and yet got lots of money. I mean, Trump is serving his own interests. And I'm sorry, when I hear people say poor Trump lost the election, no. The people were denied a legitimate election and a legitimate president, probably in 2016 as well, because Sheldon Adelson bought the presidency for him and every other Zionist with money in the U.S.
I disagree with you on 2016, because all of the evidence of election fraud that surfaced for the 2016 election favored Hillary Clinton. And, everybody said she was going to be the shoe-in, and the media was saying she was 95% in the polling and everything. So there was fraud in 2016. My turn. There was fraud in the 2016 election, but it favored Hillary, not Donald Trump. They didn't want Trump in there.
Hillary Clinton was not necessarily a shoo-in because there were a lot of people opposed to her. But anyway, that's not the point. Whoever got in 2016, the U.S. elections have been rigged for a long time. It didn't just start in 2016 or 2020. Joe Kennedy fixed it for Jack Kennedy, even though Jack Kennedy was a wonderful president had he lived. And Trump never released the papers of the investigation on Kennedy's death. So I just don't know. I personally think DeSantis would be a better choice, but we don't know. We won't know until whoever gets elected is actually in office. But even so, does he have tens of thousands of bureaucrats lined up against him already deeply entrenched? It doesn't matter who gets in, I think, whether it's in Canada or whether it's in the U.S. The civil bureaucrats, the civil administration, the bureaucrats are there, and they're deeply entrenched, and it's going to be hard for any decent president, unless he's going to go the way of JFK. I don't see anybody actually doing it, but I do not think that Trump is the man we should pin our hopes on.
DeSantis is considering running, and when he declares his hat in the ring, we'll have to take a really good look at him. Trump, there's no question, he has a huge personality cult surrounding him. And there are a lot of people, I'm one of them, who are very angry at what happened in 2020. And we want to right an historic wrong.
But not for Trump, for the country, for the people, for the history.
Yes, exactly.
I have one more question for you.
Yeah.
You as a man of the theater, you must know the meaning of the word claque. C-L-A-Q-U-E. It was started in France during the operas. They would always hire people to be a group, and eventually there were professional people who would hire claques who would laugh at the right time and applaud at the right time.
Yes.
Now, we know that there are crisis actors that the bad guys have hired to rig, to pretend or do false flags. What if Trump's huge crowds are just a bunch of clacks? He's got the money to hire them. He's got the people behind him with the money to hire huge amounts of people to go to his rallies and say, wow, look at the people who turn
out
for Trump.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Then why didn't Joe Biden do that? I mean, looking at his rallies in 2020, I mean, hardly anybody showed up. There was one rally where there were more reporters than actual voters.
Because he can't talk like Trump can. Trump can put on a performance. That's why he practiced on that TV show that his Zionist friends produced for him. What was it called? The Apprentice? He had a lot of practice. Biden doesn't
Layla, I need to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Saturday was Constitution Day. I'm Peter Serafini with today's Liberty Minute. Albert Einstein said the strength of the Constitution lies entirely in the determination of each citizen to defend it. Einstein said each citizen, not citizens at large. On September 17, 1787, 39 men signed the United States Constitution. The grand experiment of a representative democracy framed as a constitutional republic began 235 years ago. The average constitution tried in other countries only lasts 15 years. So clearly, the United States Constitution is remarkable. I have handed out thousands of pocket constitutions, and I can't believe how often someone says, I've never read it, or I don't really know what's in it. Be determined to defend the Constitution. Read it. Teach its principles to younger generations. Returning to constitutional principles is our only hope of saving our republic. Find more constitutionally minded commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Zivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of the program today here, and nobody called in for the last segment, so I'm going to do some actual news here. And Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is basically at work trying to block the transgender agenda in the schools. And, you know, it was fueled in part by the Loudoun County. You know, the school board had covered up a sexual assault in a girl's restroom by a cross-dressing boy. Obviously something you don't want to have happen. Now, not too long ago, there was this teacher who was caught on video by a student telling the class, don't judge pedophiles for wanting to have sex with children. We don't call them pedophiles. That hurts their little feelings. They are minor attracted people. The good news is that teacher has now been fired by the Texas school board, as should be the case here. Meanwhile, and I think we mentioned this before, but it's worth discussing again, there's this journalist, Nora Vincent, wrote a book, Self-Made Man, and basically was a biological woman who disguised herself as a man to experience, you know, all the advantages of being a man in society, and discovered, in fact, that it's actually more difficult to be a man than a woman, and committed suicide. So anyway, getting back to Loudoun County, a judge there has kicked the George Soros-backed prosecutor off of the case of the father whose 16-year-old daughter was raped by a skirt-wearing teen boy at the school. So that is still making its way through the courts system there. Up at the Boston Marathon, they are creating a non-binary category for the 2023 race. Okay, so if you're not sure what you are, you can run in that category. I imagine a lot of biological men will say, well, I'm not really sure about my gender, so I'm going to compete and win medals in the non-binary category. And, you know, let me just take this baseball bat and, you know, give a swing between your legs, and that'll sort you out which gender you are right now. Alrighty, over at the Memphis Science Museum, they had scheduled a family-friendly drag show. This was over in Memphis, and apparently the public got really outraged about that, and they've now canceled the drag show. People are really starting to speak out about this. Now, up in Canada, there was this teacher in this Canada high school, and she was caught on video wearing a gigantic set of fake breasts that included nipples that protruded through the fabric of her top, his top, and short skirts in front of short shorts in front of the young students. And school is trying to defend the transgender teacher wearing these grotesque appliances, saying it's in the name of inclusivity. Okay, there's the music. The show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is going to be taking the microphone tonight. And please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We do need your help to get by. We're trying to get to a more business-like approach to what's going on here, but we do still need your help. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com.
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.